Consider directing legal counsel to prepare a letter to the State Water Commission affirming that the City of Valley City will and can implement eminent domain if or when city flood protection fails.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon, we received this letter from the State Water Commission, which basically set out two additional items that they would like from the city before they will approve our permit. One of the items is the stuff in this letter. The second item that they're asking for is for some additional modeling and mapping, which we are already started working on up at KLJ. But back to the reason that we're here, the item that they have asked, I'll just read it directly, is for properties affected by the project, our office will need one of the following. A, property rights secured in document, typically easements or fee title ownership. B, stated legal authority intent to secure property rights, typically eminent domain or quick take authorities. C, a plan to mitigate affected properties, i.e. detailed plans that will indicate how affected properties will be addressed. So A is going out and getting easements from everybody that's affected. And basically, by doing our projects, they are asking us to, let's just imagine that they are fully implemented, that what we have built right now fully works and we don't have to do anything to it. It magically ties in. So when that happens, we will raise water about this much, 3/10 of a foot. Their limit is 1/10, about that much. So anything where we raise it over that amount, we need to go and notify all those property owners, which basically is everybody that's in the floodplain. Part B, which is the eminent domain, as a municipality following North Dakota Century Code, that is within your toolbox, if needed. So the state has asked for a letter basically acknowledging that we have said power and would be willing to use it if we need to. And I talked to Attorney Fremstead, so he was on the ball and got going on this already. They've told us these are the last two things we need. So
which two now? You still have to notify all of the people and get signatures?
I think we have to make that attempt. Dave had some further conversations yesterday with the State Water Commission that I wasn't with, so I can't tell you for sure, but the way I originally read this letter was we have to start by trying, and then if that doesn't work, we've got eminent domain in our toolbox that we can use if we need to. Sounds like they will approve this if we make our intent known that we are going down that route.
So we can kind of work in parallel.
We can work in parallel is my understanding. Okay. So as our project is being built, we are out there either exercising the eminent domain or getting the easements that are required.
So it's more widespread than I thought coming in here this morning. I thought we were kind of just talking properties along the river, which we've already secured those easements back in 2009, 2011. But now it's pretty much the entire floodplain we're talking about.
So it's, you know, this private property should not be taken or damaged for public use without just compensation, and that's where this all comes back.
Yeah, just compensation.
So anybody that feels a change in the floodwaters, so there's going to be, we've done some preliminary mapping, and there's going to be some areas where, maybe from me to you, additional areas that are added to the floodplain. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not very wide strips. You know, maybe it's 50 foot or 20 foot that are added to the floodplain. There'll be new people, and then those that are in the floodplain will feel an effect where the water goes up this much more. And we have to notify them and get their permission to flood them more, even though we'll never flood them more.
But that's all right, and that's assuming this system fails someplace.
Yep, it fails. Our emergency measures don't work, but the stuff that we put in magically works. We're back to that.
And yet, am I understanding it correctly, where when we get this stuff in place, get the flood protection in place, that some of the people who are required to have flood insurance now will not be required to do so?
That's correct.
But then they're making it sound like...
They want us to notify them of incremental impacts prior to everything being fully functional and in place. Earlier this year, they were telling us that we're not going to let you do a period until you have all of this stuff in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Which that, you know, like we've talked, that could be a lengthy process. But Dave might have some better information. I hate to, you know, he made it sound like it was more after the fact. If there are issues, we can then use this eminent domain versus before. But when I read the State Water Commission letter, to me it sounds like before. So I guess maybe, you know, if there was to be a motion, it would be, you know, direct the city attorney to work with the State Water Commission on drafting a letter that meets the requirements of Section 1. And that way it could, you know, if there is a little bit of further information that Dave Shelkoff can provide on what that letter needs to entail.
This was the first I had heard of this eminent domain needing easements thing. Had you guys heard of this any sooner than that letter?
This was that property rights thing we've talked about.
Property rights.
This is the property rights. It's just eminent domain, just kind of a, they kind of threw that in there as an option that we could use if you can obtain property rights.
This is more of a fail-safe for us then? Or for the people who might be affected?
It is providing them assurance.
Yeah.
That if what we do affects them, the city is basically got their back, I guess you'd say. I guess we hope for the best and plan for the worst, maybe, is what, kind of what we would need to do at this point. Dave could have some more clarification. The way that I understand this, though, Dave, is that what we need to say that we have the intent and we're starting the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that we have to have it done.
Okay.
So we just need to...
And this letter gives the intent.
Get the ball rolling.
So with this, you could call the contractors and say, come on in pretty quick?
It sounds like it, yeah. So okay. We could get those contracts mailed out next week.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bishop.
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson.
Aye.
Commissioner Powell.
Aye.
President Carlsrud.
Aye.